Open Windows, January the 20th. The Lord's Hidden Work. You died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3. It is a tremendous thing to live in this dispensation when the Lord, through having acquired the rights of the universe, of the whole creation, by his cross, is specifically concentrated upon the treasure now, to get it out of the creation. The kingdom of heaven, it should be in the plural, the kingdom of the heavens. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid. The Lord is doing a secret work in relation to the church. It is always a dangerous thing to bring what we conceive to be the church out into a conspicuous place and make it a public thing. The real church is a secret, hidden company, and a hidden and secret work is going on in it. That is its safety. When you and I launch out into a great public movement, displaying and advertising, we expose the work of God and open it to infinite perils. Our safety is in keeping where God has put us, in the hidden, secret place with himself. All the way through this life, we have to learn the change from what is, after all, ourselves, in relation to God, to what is God himself in us. Oh, there is a great deal that is of ourselves in relation to God, and I expect there will be in some measure right to the end. There is still something in our minds at work on God's things. We may be thinking that they are God's thoughts, God's mentality, but there is still much that is of our human mind, the mental makeup of ourselves in relation to the things of God. And we shall always find that God's mind is other than that, and we have to give place to new conceptions of the Lord.